ಜಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದ ಪನಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿರ ಚಕ್ಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋದರ ಸತ್ತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶಿರ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಂಫಾಂದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶಿರ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದ ಪನಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿರ ಚಕ್ಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋದರ ಸತ್ತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಶಿರ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿರಸ ತಕ್ಕು ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಖ ಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋ ಗೋಪಿನಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂ ರಾಧ ಕುಂ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವಧಾಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಾಯಪುರ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಕ್ನಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿ ಚಮುನಮಾಯಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಜೆಂಡರ್ ಬುಕ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಜೆಂಡರ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಸಂಕೇತಾಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಈಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಯುತ್ವ ಗದಾಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಮನಂದಿ ಹರಿವೋ ಹರಿವೋ ಅಕ್ರೋರಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಸಂಭೋರಿ ವರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಕ್ರೋರಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಸಂಭೋರಿ ವರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಕ್ರೋರಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಸಂಭೋರಿ ವರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಕ್ರೋರಿ ಸ್ತು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತ್ವಚಾಯಾಂ ಉದೀರ್ಣಯೇತ್ ನಸ್ತಪ್ರಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಗವತ ಸೇವಯ ಭಗವದ್ಯುತಮಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಸೊ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೊ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 24 ಹಸ್ತೋ ರುಡು ಹತು ತಸ್ಯ ನಾನಾ ಕಮ ಚಿಕೇಶಯ ತಯೋಸ್ತು ಬಲವಂ ಇಂಜ ಆದನಂ ಉಭಯಾಶ್ರಯಂ ಹಸ್ತೋರುರು ಹತುಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ನಾನಕಮಚಿಕೇಶಯ ತಯೋಸ್ತು ಬಲವಂ ಇಂಜ ಆದನಂ ಉಪಯಾಶ್ರಯಂ ಹಸ್ತೋರುರು ಹತುಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ನಾನಕಮಚಿಕೇಶಯ ತಯೋಸ್ತು ಬಲವಂ ಇಂದ್ರ ಆದನಂ ಉಪಯಾಶ್ರಯಂ ಹಸ್ತೋರುರು ಹತುಸ್ತಸ್ಯ ನಾನಕಮಚಿಕೇಶಯ ತಯೋಸ್ತು ಬಲವಂ ಇಂದ್ರ ಆದನಂ ಉಪಯಾಶ್ರಯಂ Madajis. Hastaroro hatastatya. Nanakama chikeshaya. Tayastu balavam inja. Hasto, the hands, Ruru Hatuhu, manifest it. Tasya, his. Nana, various. Kama, work. Chikeshaya, being so desirous. Tayoho, of them. To, however. Balavam, to give strength. Injaha, the demigod in heaven. Adhanam, activities of the hand. Ubaya ashrayam, dependent on both the demigod and the hand. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, when the Supreme Person desired to perform various of work, the two hands and their controlling strength and Indra, the demigod in heaven, became manifested, as also the acts dependent on both the hands and the demigod. Purport. In every item, we can note with profit that the sense organs of the living entity are never independent at any stage. The Lord is known as the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. Thus, the sense organs of the living entities are manifested by the will of the Lord. And each organ is controlled by a certain type of demigod. No one, therefore, can claim any proprietorship of the senses. The living entity is controlled by the senses. The senses are controlled by the demigods, and the demigods are the servants of the Supreme Lord. That is the arrangement in the system of creation. The whole thing is controlled ultimately by the Supreme Lord, and there is no independence either of the material nature or of the living entity. The illusion living entity who claims to be the Lord of his senses is under the clutches of the external energy of the Lord. As long as the living entity continues to be puffed up by his tiny existence, he is to be understood to be under the stringent control of the external energy of the Lord. And there's no question of liberation from the clutches of illusion, Maya, however much one may declare himself a liberated souls. Om Gyanatimi Nandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtam Stapidan Yena Pudare Svayan Rupakada Mahayan Tadatisvam Padandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Rupan Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Nakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savatudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chakapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Patarubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyayeva Cha Paditana Bhavanevyo Vaishnanevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hasto Rudu Hatustasya Nanakama Chikeshaya Tayostu Bara Vam Inja Adanam Ubayashrayam. Translation again. Thereafter, when the Supreme Person desired to perform various of works, the two hands and their controlling strength and Indra, the demigod in heaven, became manifested, as also the acts dependent on both the hands and the demigods. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the living entity is controlled by the senses. The senses are controlled by the demigods. And the demigods are the servant of the Supreme Lord. And that is the arrangement in the system of creation. The whole thing is controlled ultimately by the Supreme Lord, and there's no independence either of the material nature or of the living entity. So when I, read this, it reminds me, actually, there are so many verses in the Bhagavad Gita, describing this point. In the third chapter, text number 27, Krishna said here, the spirit is so bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are inactually carried out by the three modes of material nature. In the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he said, two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wild gulf of difference in their respective position. So the person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. So the materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately, he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishikesha. So here, Rishikesha is also mentioned as it is there in today's verse. Rishikesha means the master of the senses, or the master of the senses of the material body. For due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna. Let me repeat this sentence again. It's a very long sentence. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishikesha, or the master of the senses of the material body. For due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna. So Krishna is ultimately controlling everything, both material nature and the living entity. So in another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 14, it is also said here, the embodied spirit, master of the city of his body, does not create activities, nor does he induce people to act, nor does he create the fruit of action, all this enacted by the modes of material nature. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, the living entity, as will be explained in the 7th chapter, is one of the energy or nature of the Supreme Lord, but is distinct from matter, which is another nature called inferior. So we know we have three, the Lord mainly have three energies. One is material energy, another is spiritual energy, and another one is marginal energy. So in between material and spiritual. And the living entity is actually the marginal energy of the Lord. Yeah. So, somehow, the superior nature, the living entity, has been in contact with material nature since time immemorial. The temporary body or material dwelling place which he obtains is the cause of variety of activities. And their resultant reaction and are the temporary body of all material dwelling place which he obtains is the cause of varieties of activities and their resultant reactions. Living in such a conditional atmosphere, one suffers the result of the activity of the body by identifying himself with the body. It is ignorance acquired from time immemorial that is the cause of bodily suffering and distress. As soon as the living entity becomes aloof from the activities of the body, he becomes free from the reaction as well. As long as he is in the city of the body, he appears to be the master of it. But actually, he is neither its proprietor nor controller of its action and reaction. So it's really very interesting point here. Actually, he's neither its proprietor nor controller of its action and reaction. So that means we as a living spirit soul, actually we do not, proprietor anything. even this material body. Yeah. Because at one, when time comes, we have to leave this material body and get another one. Transmigration. People are claiming in this world, this is mine, that is mine, I have so much wealth, big house, so many things I have. But actually, here it is said, we are actually neither the proprietor nor the controller of anything. He is simply in the midst of the material ocean, suffering, struggling for existence. Yeah. The waves of the ocean are tossing him, and he has no control over them. His first solution is to get out of the water by transcendental Krishna consciousness. That alone will save him from all turmoil. And then, in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also tells Arjuna, Ishvara sarva bhutanam rideshya Arjuna tishtati Brahmayam sarva bhutanin yancharudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he's also stressed this point. It's really nice. It is said here, Arjuna was not the supreme knower, and his decision to fight or not to fight was confined to his limited discretion. Lord Krishna instructed that the individual is not all in all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, as the localized super soul, sits in the heart, directing the living being. After changing bodies, the living entity forgets his past deeds, but the super soul, as the knower of the past, present, and future, remains the witness of all his activities. Therefore, all the activities of living entities are directed by this super soul. The living entity gets what he deserves and is carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the super soul. As soon as a living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. A person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car. Although the living entity, the drivers, may be the same. Similarly, by the order of the supreme soul, material nature fashions a particular type of body or particular type of living entity, so that he may work according to his past desire. And again, Prabhupada stressed in the following sentence that the living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under Lord's control. So that's why Prabhupada he was saying in today's verse, actually, both the material nature and the living entities, they are all under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So I stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Oh, actually, we still have a couple of minutes. I want to share one Sankirtan story recently. You know, a couple of weeks ago, actually, Dhiraj Prabhu, he was telling me he just went to UCLA. And he said the students are very sweet, very nice. He did quite good score. And then I asked him, can I go there tomorrow? Because I can get there by train, because I do not know how to drive. So. And he said, sure, sure. But I checked the map how to go there, and I realized, you know, if I take the train to go there, there will be a long walk from Westwood Rancho Park Station to UCLA. It's about, 50 minutes on an hour walk like that, you know. So in the beginning, I was very reluctant, you know. But somehow or other, you know, because I already told the Dhiraj Prabhu I would go the next day. So I just made up my mind to go there. So the next day, with firm determination, I went there. I get there around like 2:30 in the afternoon. I was thinking, my God, it's already so late. Probably I won't do anything. But still, I start to set up my book table. And as soon as I set up a book table, and suddenly so many students are coming, take the books, give good donations. I was really overwhelmed, you know. And I realized, oh, the students here are really very sweet. And then suddenly by the end of the day, I did only like from 2:30 to 5:30. Yeah, I did like 3 hours. So I did so many books, over 100 books, and I collect almost like $300 donation, you know, which is really very, very good, you know. And then I realized Krishna really sees our sincere endeavor. You know, he just reciprocates, you know, the sincere endeavor of the devotees. And the more hardship the devotees are taking in spreading for this Krishna consciousness, the Lord will reward more result, you know. Yeah. I really, realized, that point at that time, you know. So I just want to share this, realization with everyone. Yes, Mataji. So microphone, is there, just 1 second, Maharaj Maini. Is there any microphone? Yes, please, get the microphone. There's a what? A bus. There's a bus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, I was also thinking to take the bus, but the bus cannot fit my cart, you know. I have a big cart, you know. That's why, you see. Okay. So, thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shrima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Haribo, Haribo.
actually, you know, this neck part.